Hey, I'm Heath, and I have some opinions. Why should you listen to me? You shouldn't.
Warning, Heath's opinions are unpopular and not facts. If you become offended at any time during this podcast, eat it.
Welcome, everybody, to Heath's Unpopular Opinion. Man, this is going to be a whack episode because not too long ago, I had a pretty exhaustive poop. Not going to lie. It was like a lot of little Legos shooting out. But here we go. We have a very, very good friend of mine today. Introduce yourself, Dax.
Howdy ho, everybody.
This is Dax.
That's the end of the episode.
I'm sorry, did you not want my introduction?
Yeah, no, instead, let's do something different. If you were any kind of fruit, what would you be?
Any kind of food?
Fruit,
specifically. I would be an avocado. Fruit.
Yeah, mushy.
Okay, well, I would be a pear then.
Oh, that's even worse than an avocado. Avocado. Well, I said mushy. Avocados are mushy, and pears are basically like rocks. So okay, you're giving me two kind of mixed messages.
Listen, okay, avocados are both fatty, but they're also good for you, and I feel like that's kind of me. And then
wow.
The other thing is that pears, they are good for you. They're not that great, but they're good enough. Did I just sell myself
low expectations?
Short? No, not at all.
Wow. Well, there you go.
Heath, you know what kind of fruit you are, Heath?
If you don't say pineapple, I'm going to be pissed.
You're a cantaloupe because you can't get married.
Ooh. Can't argue with that, boys. Can't argue with that.
I mean, at least he accepts it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I accepted that when I was like 9. I'm okay with loneliness.
9 years old is a little early, but okay.
Man, well, here we go. Let's go ahead and jump into the scary questions. Let's see what you got, Dax. Roast me.
All right, so I have about 6 or 7 questions here. I just want to get your input on them. So let's just go right off the bat. What do you think about these people putting up Christmas stuff before Thanksgiving?
Oh, 100% agree with that. I don't even know why we take them down in the first place. People will be they're like, oh my gosh, like if they don't have their Christmas lights up by this time of the year, that means they're redneck ghetto dipsticks. I'm like, heck no, man. That's what brings the happiest cheer into your life. Driving down the road and you see little Christmas lights on a little dinky house shack. And you're like, wow, that's real hope. I need some of that right now. I love Christmas lights.
I mean, do you think the people that don't take them down year round, are you think that they are just lazy, or they're just being they're being joyous?
Ooh. Ooh, that's tough. Depends if they live in a trailer park or not. It's a case by case thing.
I mean, if it were me, it would probably be lazy because I don't think I took mine down until at least February this past year. I just had a random Christmas tree up in my living rooms, and it finally went down. Now the year before that, it was like 3 months, so like I had a St. Paddy's Day tree.
And that's why we're friends. That's why we're friends, Dex. I never told you that. That's why we still hang out.
Really? Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
Because we're hanging out virtually right now. Oh, true.
Oh, yeah. Are your Christmas lights not up?
No, not at all. I am completely on the opposite end of the spectrum here. I will not put them up until December 1st.
Is that just like is that a rule set by like the internet, or is that like a personal thing, or what? How did that even
happen?
That is
purely a personal thing. Now, if it were my mom, she's completely different. She already has 2 Christmas trees up in her house.
Wow. Oh.
Yeah. She jumped on that real quick. As soon as, because she's also a very big Halloween person, as am I, but as soon, November 1st, she was having my dad pack everything up, and Christmas trees were going up. I feel sorry for him sometimes. Poor Papa.
You know, I'm starting to see, like, a pattern. People that like Halloween usually jump right into Christmas. Or, sorry, don't jump into Christmas. Like, they're like, wait, there's Thanksgiving. But people that hate Halloween just jump right into Christmas.
What do you think?
Yeah, I could see that.
I have really no thoughts about that. I mean, I just know I need to meet Mrs. Clark, man. I need to meet your mother, Dax.
How he's met my mother.
Now it's Christmas lights, lady. Oh, man.
Oh, I'm sure she would love you. You're a very go-getter person.
Wow. That's the first compliment I've had in probably 6 years, man. Thanks.
6 years? Really? It's been that long?
That's a lie.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, you've never told me anything, Noah. You've never given me anything happy.
3 years ago, I said, wow, you have a sexy voice. Let me make you a podcast.
Sounds more like an offer of your service and not a compliment. Man, let's get another question up in here, Dax. Send it.
All right. So here's a little bit of a controversial one because I've heard so many mixed opinions about it. What is your opinion on Olive Garden? Some people really hate it, and some people think that it is a godsend.
Ooh. Well, first and foremost, it depends if I have a gift card. If I have a gift card, I am all in that junk. I love that stuff. I love Olive Garden. I don't even care about the food. I'm just there more for the breadsticks, like any sensible intellectual human. But yeah, I like the cheese. Yeah, cheese and the breadsticks. That's about it. That's about all I get from Olive Garden.
So are you one of those people that, like, when you get soup or salad or something, they start putting the cheese on and you just don't tell them to stop? This just starts keeps piling up and piling up.
I'll take the soup and salad special without the soup or salad. Just the cheese.
Just give me the mountain of cheese. That's all I want, the leaning tower of cheese. Isn't that from a Goofy movie?
Yeah, I...
The leading tower of cheese or something like that. Yeah, that's it.
That's the one.
Yeah, I mean,
dang, man. Yeah, if you're going to Olive Garden for a salad, that's so lame. I just want to put that out there. If you go to Olive Garden and you're freaking getting lettuce, like, get out.
But what if I don't want to get
the
out?
The end. I will escort you out violently. I work for Olive Garden part-time.
You mean DoorDash? Yeah.
No, I actually live in the basement. Every Olive Garden has a secret basement where they hide all of the cheese. And that's where I live.
So that's why it stinks.
Heck yeah. When you use cheese as deodorant, it gets rough, man.
Man, you just got dissed.
Listen.
It's the way I like it, man. My life is abuse.
All right, so moving on to the next question here. I just got to hear your opinion on what are you thinking so far, since I'm a big Star Wars guy. You know I'm a big Star Wars guy. A little too much. Yeah.
Let me tell you all a little story first about little Dax.
Let's not go there.
Well, then I'll leave it at this. Dax sent me some... picks, man. Yeah. Can you continue with the question?
That sounded a little weird.
Let's just say they were Star Wars related, and it made Heath and I very happy.
Yeah. To infinity and beyond. That's from Star Wars.
But, am I a stormtrooper? Who knows?
Because you miss all the shots you take.
Oh.
I mean, it's 50-50, man.
It's better.
But, all right, Heath, I gotta hear your spiel. Tell me about The Mandalorian. What do you think about The Mandalorian?
Oh! Well, I cannot say I have watched season two yet, because I am more of a guy who sits down and watches all of them, and not the whole, like, leave you off on a cliffhanger for a week, because I'm 100% going to forget what happens during the last episode during that
week. Well, they do a recap at the beginning of every episode.
Yeah, but, I mean, Recaps, man.
I'm with Heath on this one.
That's where you skip that stuff. That's why Netflix and Hulu made those buttons. Skip recap.
Skip recap.
Well, I mean, technically, Disney Plus has a skip recap, too, but why would you want to do that when you can sit there and relive the glory?
Just watch the whole TV show again, man. Instead of watching cheesy clips.
As soon as that button pops up, or even right before, I'm hammering it.
Skip. Yeah. It depends on my mood. Like, if it's just the intro, it's not, like, the actual, like, recap or anything like that. Oh, yeah. Because I've probably heard the theme song, like, a million times.
Yeah.
Will you sing it for us? Will you sing us the theme?
What, for The Mandalorian?
Yeah.
Bro, if I could think of it off the top of my head, I would. I can do the main Star Wars theme, like, right off the bat, but... That's about it.
Yeah, it's true. I was just going to see your interpretation. Oh, the only thing I remember is wah, wah, wah.
I got you. It's like, it goes, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
That was all I needed.
It's like a recorder or a flute or something that's playing it the whole time.
We need to put you doing that over the actual theme song, or the intro.
Whoa, no. It's coming back to me now. Like the main part of it is like ba da 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 da. Yeah, something like that.
Welcome to the Dax Remix, boys. Waka waka waka.
Oh, I expect full auto tune and this to be like the intro for this specific episode.
Ooh, get on that, Noah.
For you, Noah.
I got it.
But yeah, overall, consensus.
Consensus.
Heck yeah. Dang good show, man. Dang good show. Keeps you on. He's like Space Batman.
He speaks Batman? What is he just...
Oh, might be. I'll say it again.
I don't think I've heard him sit there and go, "Where's the trigger?" It's more so he talks chicken nuggies? Where are my chicken nuggies? No. That would be him speaking for Baby Yoda, like, "Where's my chicken nuggies? And my milky milk." I've seen so many of those memes, though. You gotta appreciate the Baby Yoda memes.
So cute.
You don't
man.
Even have even to watch the show to know them. Like, I know people who know The Mandalorian just because of all the memes. They're like, "What show is that? The Baby Yoda show? Oh, I know it."
Oh, yeah. This is true.
That is one thing I've learned of my social media marketing class recently, man, is that the most effective way to spread anything on the internet is memes. So if you have a company, man, you got a dang good meme about it. That's how you send it around. There's your business fun fact from PhD, doctor, professional, business owner, and founder, Preston Heath Strickland. But what I said beforehand was The Mandalorian is like Space Batman. He's just like a space version of Batman.
My parents are dead.
I got a baby.
You know, that's actually really true. Didn't think about that. So he is Space Batman. I can see it. He's always in hiding. He's always in dark places. He has a sidekick that he adopted.
It's how you do a good show, man. Just make it Batman.
Prodigy.
Ba-boom.
All right.
Baby Batman.
Let's see. So, like, I'm trying to think of how... What would you call it if it was actually Batman the Mandalorian? Just call it that, or what?
Probably Batlorian.
Batlorian.
Let me rephrase that. Welcome to the Batlorian. Bat Wars.
This is the way.
Stuff all of... Now we just need to redo all of the Star Wars movies, but just with Batman.
That's right. That's right. DC, get on this collab.
Man, that would be the big. That would be insane. People would lose it over that.
All right.
It's like so, whenever I have that comic book of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and they team up with Batman to fight Shredder, man. That's one of my favorite things of all human time. If you don't know what I'm talking about, please look it up. It's sick.
I don't know what you're talking about, but it sounds like it would fit together. And honestly, thinking about you and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, I just feel like that fits well together. Like, I feel like you're the human embodiment of Mikey.
Cowabunga, man! Let's whip some chucks around these dipsticks, man!
There's your second compliment for today, Heath.
I don't know if that would be a compliment, but okay.
Call me a fat pizza-loving turtle? Huh?
No, I just say you eat a lot of pizza.
Thanks. That's true. Actually, funny story. Yesterday, so I did just move into a new place. It still may or may not be the Olive Garden basement. But what I will tell you is that my stovetop does not work. So we've just been eating microwave corn dogs for a long time. But thankfully, we did get a DiGiorno's thing because the big oven door thing does work. So we shoved a DiGiorno's pizza in there, man. We put two in there, and one of them got hardcore burnt. But ooh. I did eat up that entire thing because I was so sick of hot dogs. I just ate an entire burnt DiGiorno's pizza.
You know, sometimes you gotta sacrifice. I mean, it's worth it because, like, me doing my meal prep crap for working out, it gets very bland every once in a while. Like, eating nothing but chicken, rice, and broccoli. It's sometimes really sad, but I mixed it up this week. I have Brussels sprouts.
Oh,
nice.
What? What? People, this is why you don't work out, man. Would you rather have one nice, big, comfy, jiggly pillow on your belly, or would you have, like, six uncomfortable rocks shoved in there? It doesn't even make sense. Why would you ever want abs? It doesn't make sense, people. Use your brain. A woman does not want to lay upon rocks. She wants the pillows, man. She wants the soft fluffiness. Come on. Stop working out and eat some barbecue sauce.
Hey, I got plenty of barbecue sauce, man. It's fine. It's just sugar-free. So.
Oh!
I know. I know my healthier side is coming. My avocado's coming out, man.
Oh! How do you people live like this?
Well, I can tell you, it's a happy existence every once in a while, but then you sit there at dinner and you look down at your plate and you think, wow, this is just sad. Yeah. And you don't even want to eat it. But you know what's a godsend for that sort of stuff?
Yum Yum sauce from Tokyo Grill.
Buffalo sauce.
Any kind of sauce. I mean, anything, honestly. Like, the rice that I eat, like, I have to put something on it. I can't eat plain brown rice. It's the most terrible thing in the world otherwise.
Yeah, man, that buffalo sauce from Walmart has zero sugars in it. That stuff is the bomb.com. I just pour it all over.
See, I can't.
Or you buy things with
buffalo
sugar.
Buffalo sauce is one of those things where it's good, but I can't eat too much of it because then I feel like my mouth is so salty, I have to drink a gallon of water.
That's what I like.
I don't know what it is.
Man. Well, before we keep depressing everyone and all the viewers, let's go to the next question and forget about working out forever.
Okay, fine. You say you shun my existence.
Yeah.
All right, here's a little bit of a different kind of question. Heath, you're about to get into a fight. What song comes on for your soundtrack?
Oh my gosh, this is a good question. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Okay. Two things at the forefront of my brain come to mind. It's either, oh man, I keep I need a whole album, man. I need a whole album right now. I've had dreams about this. But here we go. First thing is probably the Pokemon theme song. Like, who would not be intimidated if that thing just comes on? And you're, like, even if it's me, just like a little derpy boy with uncut hair, and that song just goes on. Like, you know you're sweating. You know you probably just pooped a little in your pants. You're like, oh, crap. I love the Pokemon theme song. Little do people know that there's a second verse to that, and it is actually still bopping. So you should look up the full version. But the second song that comes to my brain that gets me hyped about literally anything is this song. I actually don't even know the name of it. But here he goes. I'm going to sing a little doo-dah for you.
Oh, okay. Grace us.
And it's all right, and it's coming on. We got to get right back to where we started from. Love is good. Love can be strong. We got to get it. As I'm just breaking this guy's shins, man. I'm just snapping his neck.
Boom. Wait, have you seen, what's that new movie? Jumanji? With The Rock?
I haven't seen the new one. I haven't seen the new one, man.
I haven't either. Well, there's a character in it called Ruby Roundhouse. And she, like, her one of her special abilities or whatever is to dance fight. And I'm just seeing you dance and fight at the same time to that song you were just singing.
Man, that would be breaking so it down. Cool. We got to set this up somehow. Do you think people would pay me money if I... Holy moly. This is it. I am stopping the podcast. I'm going to start my own boxing ring, and I'm going to become famous off of that. I'll be the next The Rock Johnson. Because I'll... Yeah, this is a good plan.
Well, how about,
and I'm not even going to work out.
How about instead of this, you keep the podcast going, but... Because you got to give Noah something to do. And... No, what you should do is keep the podcast going, but also open a YouTube channel called Heath's Unpopular Actions.
Ooh. Oh my gosh. Is this real life? Is this real life?
And it'll be doing stuff like this, that like what we're talking about.
Oh. I am in awe right now. I am speechless.
Wow.
Holy.
You heard it here first, folks. This is going to be the start of Heath's Unpopular Actions right here on this podcast.
Holy F.
Not only will it contain opinions, but it will also contain Heath's beautiful face that only a mother could love.
Yeah, baby. This is happening. Okay, Dax. Meet me at the Church's Chicken Walmart parking lot in 10 minutes, man. And we'll film our first fight.
Okay, but can we go to Church's Chicken first?
No. The winner gets it.
Well, I was going to use the chicken to fight.
Oh, that's sneaky. You a sneaky old man.
Yeah, use two drumsticks. You know, one on each hand. Just come at you with them.
I'd be impressed if you could hold on to it for that long, considering how daggum greasy they'd be. Probably just slick right off my skin.
Ooh, yeah. That's just nasty to think about now.
The worst thing you would do would give Heath acne.
Dude, acne stands no chance, man. I think I've already told Dax this because I've come to church and other places with like scar marks on my face, man. But if I ever get any acne, just so this is a tip for all you people out there who have acne issues. If I ever have acne, man, while I'm in the shower and I'm just using my my razor like to shave, I shave every day. I just take that razor. And I just go ham. I just scrape all the acne off until it's gone. Ooh. I just rub it off.
Ooh.
People are like, wow, that's kind of gross, man. That's probably pretty bloody, man. It's like you're in the shower. If your shower's hot enough, man, you won't even notice it because it'll be burning you alive. And you can't even see the blood because it's water. So it's not even an issue. That's why my...
Bro, I knew that was coming.
So, yeah. Stuff Neutrogena, hey, man.
I mean, it gets results.
Heathogena.
I know. I don't see any acne on Heath's face. I've never seen any acne on his face.
It works, kids.
So that's maybe what he does in the shower. He just sits there and scrubs his face profusely.
With a blade.
Yes, with a blade.
It's an art. Art of the blade, man. Learn it. Michelangelo. What's the next question? This is fun. This is a good one. This is a good episode.
All right. What is a holiday that does not exist that you would create?
Oh, flip.
Ooh.
Man, I wish I had more time on this one.
Oh, have I stumped Heath? This is a first.
I got one.
Okay.
I got two. I can't decide between flip flop day or socks and sandals day. I can't decide. Because, I mean, I don't know, man. It peeves me off so much that people think that socks and sandals are not attractive. I understand there are indecent combinations, but if you match that stuff right, man, that is an insta turn on. Insta trigger for anybody, man. Kim Kardashian walking down the street, okay. She sees you with socks and sandals, boom, you're done. We hang out a lot, that's how I know that. But
okay, well, that's
yeah, man.
That's actually a perfect segue into my next question. That's cool. A perfect segue. Okay. Heath, how would you take down Kanye West's ego?
I personally like it where it is, but if I had to take it down, just the ego, not himself as a person. It would just have to be
his ego. Just his ego, because you know he has that God complex.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you know, I'm not a big rap fan, but yeah, I mean, there's probably three songs by African Americans that I've enjoyed. Not gonna lie, but I would have to say, if there was one way to take down his ego, it would probably be bringing up that one song that my sister showed me once, where he goes, "Oop diddy scoop, poop diddy loop scoop." Floopity poop poop poop.
Oh, man.
Like, there is no way. There is no way in his right mind that he's proud of that song. Like, he just made that because he was famous, man. And he's like, I can just literally say poop into this and people are going to think this is great. Like, that, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah.
Ugh.
Poop to the complex. Scoop.
There's, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I'm sure that's his weakness, man. That's his soft spot. Or I can. He probably has acne. I could probably bring that up somehow. He probably uses Maybelline. Cover that stuff up.
Did you say Maybelline?
Maybe it's Maybelline.
Yeah. He's harmonized.
I hope that gets in post-editing aligned perfectly.
Oh, let me do the lower part then. Maybe it's Maybelline.
I know. I've got so many requests. You got to text them to me after so I can remember. I'm trying to part my hair like Dwight right now.
It's working. Anyway, next question.
It's acceptable. All right. So I only have one more question.
Oh, the big winger. All right. I'm ready.
Okay, so this one right here, it's not too big of a zinger, but I'm curious to see what you will say. Heath, if you could change any historical event, anything, what would it be?
Oh, there is some brutal stuff I could bring up now that would definitely destroy my listens. let me think. Let me think.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I was like,
I already know what he was going to say.
Yeah. Let's just say that I'm from South Carolina. The end.
All right. Because, I mean, there's so many terrible events that you could reverse, you know? I mean, historical events, you could change World War II. You could change 9/11. You could change anything. But what would Heath change?
Oh, man. Wait, and it can be any historical event, like, not just, like, a war. It can be, like, literally anything that had a big consequence kind of thing.
Yes. Oh, it could be Steve Jobs dying.
I don't really care for Apple products that much because he knows I can't afford them. So honestly, his life and death means nothing to me. Sorry, bro.
Wow.
Looks like, okay, I got a hardcore think about this for a second. I'll come with a few answers. But in the meantime, looks like Noah has something to say.
Heath, you should just take back, like, you should just go back in time and make sure he never asked you that question so you don't have to think about it.
Oh man, I would
you didn't like that, I guess.
Yeah, no, this is good. This is getting my brain juices flowing because school definitely doesn't get that working. Let me
that's fine. I feel the shade. I feel the shade. It's fine.
The few things I'm thinking of right now is probably the making of that Avatar Last Airbender movie. That would probably help a lot of people emotionally. There's that. Probably that whole Trojan horse deal. Like, out of everything, man, why would you give someone a stupid horse? You could have made an effing giant giraffe, and that would have been way cooler. That always.
Well, I mean, basically, a giraffe is just a long-necked horse, if you really think about it, with spots.
The real problem that I have right now is, did you just call a giraffe a giraffe?
No. I called a giraffe a horse.
He did it again. With a long neck. He said giraffe.
How dare you?
Giraffe.
Giraffe.
How dare you?
There's a giraffe. And there's a draft.
And there's drafts.
A draft is something whenever you're in your apartment next to a vent, and you're like, ooh, there's kind of a draft in here. And then there's a giraffe.
No, that's a draft. That's a draft.
No, he's got it right. He's got it right. When you're in your apartment, you're like, ooh, that's a giraffe. Ooh.
Yeah,
listen, I was born and raised in North Carolina. Listen. You can't judge me. I'm from the mountains. I have mountain schooling in me.
He does. They count possums.
You gotta go outside and wrestle daggum giraffe. Wrestle some gators. Bring them in for dinner, daggum boy.
That's right. I went and took Ethel out, and we had a good time. Ethel. Oh, I can bring out the Southern if I really want to, but you don't want me to do that.
That's interesting. You have such a powerful Southern accent when you come from an inferior Carolina. But what I think is very interesting.
Oh. Okay.
What I think is interesting, though.
Just remember, we have mountains.
Okay, nice. Anyway, continuing. There was this. I got roasted this past week from somebody. I called it a coupon, and instead of a coupon, and I just thought that was relevant. I've never heard anyone call that a coupon.
Yeah, my grandmother used to call it a coupon, and I'm just like, that's wrong. That's so wrong. Oh, actually, okay, I'm very curious. How do you say the word O-I-L?
Oil. I don't go all like some of those people.
Give it all my car.
Okay, so apparently I say it both ways, and I got made fun of this past week because of it. So I was just like, I say oil, and then I'm sitting there talking. I'm like, yeah, go and change the oil out of your car, and I got roasted so bad. But then again, I also say
– messed up.
Wow.
I also say I don't want to say the word without you really knowing what it is, but they make pies out of it. Starts with a P. You know what I'm talking about? around this time of year. P-E-C-A-N.
Peaches.
Oh, peaches? Pecans?
Did you just say peaches? Pecan. No, all right.
Hey, man, different people like different things.
How'd you say it
again?
Pecan. You say pecan?
Yeah, I say pecan.
Yeah, it's a all pecan, right, bro. It? A pecan is something you use next to your bed whenever you gotta go pee-pee, man.
True that. Heath has one right now. He's using it.
Man, I still haven't posted see, about that. I have a... Bro, I had a record the other day, man. It was 18 mms. I don't know what that means, but there are little, like, measurements on the side of that peeing container. Dude, and it was one pee, man. It was, like, 1 a.m., and I was like, dang, I gotta pee-pee. It was so long.
Ew. Heath, you're an inspiration to all of us.
Yeah, I don't see why people don't talk more openly about the bathroom, man. Like, it is funny. There is funny... I don't know. It's just a good sense of humor. Good quality human, if you can joke about poo-poo and pee-pee, man. Amen and amen.
Okay, amen.
Amen. I can't argue with you there.
Yeah, that's why little kids like it, because it's pure. It's good humor.
Exactly.
No, I think it's great when, like... So... Go, like if you walk in the bathroom, I think it's the funniest thing if you see a little kid there and he's just like, did you hear him? He pooped really loud. Like, I've had that happen like 4 or 5 times, and like even little kids know, like, that's funny. Like, I'm sorry, farts are funny.
I do not think it a coincidence that the Lord and Savior himself said, become as a little child, man. It's because they got good senses of humor.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, that last part was spot on. That's exactly what he said.
Yeah. This is what I get when I read the scriptures, man. This is the guy. Oh, boy.
So your interpretation of that is to laugh at poop jokes.
Duh. I don't even see another way to interpret that. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, honestly, I can't really think of, I don't know. Another historical event that I could change? Okay, this is actually a good one. And then we'll end it, man.
All right.
The dinosaurs, bro. They lived. They lived.
Bro, have you seen Jurassic Park?
Yeah. That's why it'd be cool.
Do you know how each of those movies end?
I mean, yeah, bro. It's like rainbows going to Dragon Fairyland, bro. Yeah, it's a happy true. Stuff.
Yes, and the humans are always chased movie. Off of the island or the resort or whatever. And what's the famous line? Nature finds a way.
Yeah, that's baloney, man. Everyone has Jeeps in those movies. Everyone has Jeeps. Wow. Everyone would be able to have Jeeps and a pet dinosaur if it was real. If they were still here.
It sounds like someone just really wants a Jeep.
I think Jeeps are cool, yeah. But I would never trade it for my convertible. Just saying. Well, I guess Jeeps are also kind of convertibles. So instead of it being a debate, I would have both.
How about this? What if we take your convertible and jack it up like a Jeep so you can have a Jeep Bug hybrid?
That just feels wrong. It just feels it just feels
it's
wrong.
Not supposed to feel right.
You could drive a Tesla truck.
Yeah, I don't see how people hate those, man. I think those if someone gave that to me for free, man, I'd drive the willies out of that thing.
I believe it.
But what would be cool is if someone put one of those hitch grappling hook winches. That's what it's called, a winch. If someone put a winch. I mean, that's the right word, right? Or is that a derogatory woman name? Or is it both? It's the thing. You know what I'm talking about. The hook where you can pull other people out of the thingy. I swear that's called a winch.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is called a winch. And I'm pretty sure you're right about the second thing, too.
Oh, word. Okay.
You dirty winch.
You dirty winch.
So I approve of all winches. There you go. Especially on convertible Beetles.
Okay, so Heath, before we end here, I really want to know, like, what's up with the cow poster?
Man, well, we got to start. Oh, flip. I totally forgot to do this. We were supposed to this week start. Oh, that was an awful voice crack. We were supposed to this week start the screen recording, so that way everyone could see what we saw. So that way I could take you on a tour of my room and all of my little cow shrines. And I'm not even Indian. But yeah, we got cows for days, man. We got cows for days all in here. Cows are everywhere.
So what you're saying is like your favorite video game to play would probably be Farm Simulator.
Bro, I platinum that game 16 different times on 13 different occasions, man. Farming Simulator, best game ever made. Absolutely no contest. Call of Duty is garbage. Farm Simulator Super to Smash the end,
brothers.
Okay, well, you heard I'm it afraid there. Heath gives it a 6 out of 5.
Yeah, it even tops Smash, man. Farm Simulator.
You know, that's some people would consider that blasphemous.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. It definitely doesn't.
So you just turn right around and march on home.
Yes, sir. On the way home, I'm going to share a story, and this is what I'm going to close it with. This is actually an occurrence that happened yesterday, and I'm about to hardcore embarrass one of my roommates. People, yesterday,
share away.
I was eating, after I finished that DiGiorno's pizza that was burnt to a crisp, we were planning on it. We had a few dudes over, man. We were going to have a total smash night. Not that kind of smash night. Super Smash Brothers night. I am not a homosexual. I'm more into winches, as I've already said before. But what's happening is, so we're all getting onto this couch. There's a big old couch. And we start playing Smash Brothers, man. And we're going ham. The only way to play Smash Brothers is when you're all picking random, you turn up the music full blast, and you just send it. And so here's what's going on. It was a hype song. It was a very hype song. It was the end of the match was it was coming to it was coming soon. It was coming fast. It was coming in hot. And then the stakes were so high that my roommate stood up, started to do a little dance. And then his hand ends up flailing uncontrollably into the fan and smashes not the light bulb, but all the glass surrounding the light bulb. So then his hand starts bleeding profusely like a ton over everything. Like it is ugly. Like it's bad. And like it
Are
was
sure
we were all
just
in shock.
Really
that,
bad?
That could also, I mean, I don't think you pee out of your hand blood, but
I know, yeah. But what I'm saying is you said he was dancing around. Are you sure he just didn't have to pee really bad?
That's also a possibility. I'll have to consult with him after this episode.
Because I've done the pee dance many a time.
And that's why you should have your own personal pee container. You carry it around with you all times. Pee out in the open. The world is your toilet. But anywho, so this man, we're all just in shock that the glass, it was so loud. We're like, oh my gosh, what just happened? And then we start seeing the blood dripping down. We're like, what the flippity freak? And then oh my gosh, dude, it was so gross. Our bathroom looked like a Dateline episode, man. It was covered in blood everywhere. We had to take him to urgent care, and two of us stayed behind just so we could clean up all the mess. It was literally all over the place. And he had to get 7 stitches. And you could see the little ligaments and the muscles and all the bad grody stuff in his hand, man. Ooh, he was moving nasty. His finger and you could see it. But yeah.
Ooh.
It dang. Was so gross. But that's how terrible. Cool is it to say to your future children, spouse, and anyone else you've ever met, that you had to get stitches in your hand because you're playing Super Smash Brothers for the Wii U, man. It's bold.
You know, I mean, it's a story that would go down in history. It would be a legend.
Exactly, man. Well, we haven't even been in this house for a week, and the first blood has been drawn. All kind of insane stuff that happens down over here, man. Wild. Olive Garden basement. It's a crazy place. Thank you, everyone, for listening to that wacky story. And it was a little stinky, especially with your bloody cheese, man. blood cheese. Don't eat it. Thank you, everybody, for what's the right word? Persevering through this whack episode. Big shout out to Daxy Boy for the big Dax for joining in this episode. Heck yeah!
Thank you. And thank for you Noah. So much. Yeah, shout out to Noah. He's
share
a
this
man.
To every. Yeah, yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Like, how nuts is it, man? This is Noah. Like, we have had a lot of special guests, and he hasn't met any of them. But by the end of that podcast episode, you just form an irrevocable bond. It just happens.
It's irrevocable. You can't take it back, Dax.
It's fine. It's okay. I'll just, you know, if you get hurt, I'm gonna feel it. Wherever you are.
Wow.
Me too. It's that kind of bond.
Your podcast virginity has been stolen by Dax. Oh man. There you have it, folks. Another one down for the record books. Good night. Peace, love, and Domino's Pizza. Good night.